Well, he certainly will be.
The school building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. How to Succeed in Playing While Really, Really, Really Trying by Kevin Marshall. Directed by Nicolette Dixon. Live from Radio Coat, 24-hour newsroom, July 20th, 2013.
Ron, where's our daughter?
She's playing in the other room.
With who?
What do you mean with who? You mean with whom?
I don't think so.
Whom? Who? I don't know, some kid.
You didn't let some strange kid off the street into our home, did you?
What, the Wendy? No, of course not.
Oh, thank God.
Are you okay?
The thought of her being taken away by a stranger nearly gave me a panic attack.
It's going to be okay, honey.
Is it?
It's a very nice boy.
Who?
The child.
What child?
The little black child Agatha is playing with.
Why do you have to say the little black child? There's only two children in there, and what is our daughter?
I don't know. He's just the black kid.
Oh, my God. You don't know his name, do you?
Of course I do.
What's his name?
I've forgotten.
You forgot.
All right, I didn't ask.
So you're just ready to give an unsigned letter of recommendation to this complete stranger of a child. You can, you know, totally vouch for what's his name. Who the fuck knows?
It's not like that. I know a guy, and it's his kid.
You know a guy?
Yes.
A guy?
Yes.
Where'd you meet him? Ron, where did you meet him?
In the, around?
Why won't you tell me where you met him?
I cannot compromise his anonymity. Is the
you met him in AA, didn't you?
Yes! Yes! Fine, say it loud enough. Come
on. Are you afraid the kids are going to hear? They're 7 years old. They don't know what we're talking about. Daddy! 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 Daddy!
Yes.
Daddy! Daddy!
Yes.
Daddy!
Yes.
Daddy!
Hello.
Daddy! Hi, Daddy!
Honey, what is it?
Well, he said it's not working out, and he said that he didn't feel a connection.
A what, honey?
A
connection?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, honey.
Well, that's just great. This is the sixth play date you've set her up on that fell apart.
It's all going to be okay, Alex.
Mommy,
don't you worry.
I just want to find a nice boy to play Legos with.
We know, honey. We do. We know.
Well, maybe we should call that service.
What service?
You know, the one you were talking about the other day? Playpens?
Oh, Play Pals. Yeah. I think I should do that. You know what? I'm gonna do that right now.
All right. Well, I'm taking her upstairs so she doesn't hear you. She hates it when you talk about her like she's not in the room. Mommy, now you're doing it. I'm right here. Sorry, sweetie. Let's go. Ron, just get rid of your friend's child.
Hey, you! You! Yes, you, whatever your name is. You get the hell out of my house and you stay away from my daughter.
Okay, bye.
Play Pals, Jennifer speaking.
Hi, I'm calling up to set up a playdate consultation.
Well, that is the main reason why people call us. Is everything all right, sir?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm sorry. It's just it's my first time doing something
like
this.
It's okay, sir. Hopefully it'll be your last. Would you like to set up a playdate consultation?
Yeah, yes, please.
I'm sorry, sir. Is everything okay?
No, Jennifer, it's not, actually.
Sir?
I just feel my entire life fucking imploding, you know? Like, I have so much that I should be happy for, and I just can't enjoy things lately. I just can't. I know I should be more grateful. I should feel it. I know that. Everyone tells me that. My sponsor tells me that. My mother tells me that. My father tells me. My wife doesn't tell me fuck all, mainly because I don't bring the subject up with her. I mean, can you imagine? Do you know what it's like to tell someone you don't appreciate them anymore? I couldn't do that to her. I know she's gonna leave anyway. I can feel it. I've been doing this sober thing for like 2 years now, and people tell me it's gonna get better, and it is. It's getting better, don't get me wrong. I just don't like feel things like are okay, you know? I just want things to be okay, and they're not. But I'm trying, Jennifer. I'm just trying so hard.
Yes.
Don't, no, I'm just trying so...
Sir, you know, I just meant about when you said, ugh, earlier.
Oh, that? No, that's nothing to do with me. As I was reacting to your joke, I really hate it when people try to force humor. It just really annoyed me.
Sir, would you like to set up a playdate consultation or not?
Yes, that is what the phone call is about. For my daughter, Agatha.
Oh, I love that name. You don't hear it very often anymore.
No, you don't, really. So how does this work then?
Well, we'll start by sending one of our play pals to your house with a child. She'll observe them, see how your child interacts, and from there she can coach her on the proper playdate etiquette.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Oh, yes. The playdate consultation industry is as old as civilization. We've traced it as far back as the ancient Greeks.
Really?
It's true. There's references to it in the Odyssey. After Cyclops Polyphemus is blinded by Odysseus, he goes to his father Poseidon to complain. And Poseidon asks one of the sirens to teach him how to play well with others. And that's the first example of a playdate consultation.
I'm going to have to take your word for that on that, Jennifer. I never really quite got through the Odyssey.
Well, neither could I. So when did you want to set this up?
Sooner the better, really.
And do you know about our rates?
Well, money is of no object here.
Oh, it rarely is when the happiness of your child is involved.
I mean, we don't want to spend more than like a couple of $100 a session, though.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess it is kind of an object.
Not a problem, sir.
I just want to say that money was no object, because you hear it and it just makes you feel like you've got some sort of semblance of control again.
I understand, sir.
Do you, Jennifer? Do you?
Well, why don't we take a look at our schedule? Huh. Oh, actually, sir, we have an immediate opening.
How immediate is immediate?
Right now. We had a last-minute cancellation.
Oh, I don't know. It's just she had a play date earlier, and it didn't really go that well.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he said he didn't feel a connection.
Oh, well, that's just the worst. What a little creep. Oh,
I know, right?
Well, she's just got to dust herself off and get back on that horse.
I guess so.
Sir, tell you what, this consultation's free.
You sure?
Absolutely. You've clearly been through a lot today.
I have. I really have.
All right, so why don't you give me your address?
I'm at 845 9th Street.
Oh, wow, that's perfect. They're right around the corner.
Wait, what, really? Oh, that must be her. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And you have a blessed day, sir.
Honey, can you get that? It's the playdate consultant lady.
Already?
Yeah, they had like a last-minute cancellation thingy, and Agatha, what's wrong?
I don't want to play again so soon.
Oh, come on, sweetie, it's gonna be okay.
And I just, I'm still reeling.
I know, sweetie. Look, the lady at PlayPal just said, just dust yourself off, be a big girl, and get back on the horse.
Horses smell bad.
They smell the way God wants them to smell, honey.
Why does God do that?
I don't know, honey. He just does these things. Hi, yeah, you must be
Ingrid, hi. Ron, is it?
Yeah.
Ingrid Austin, I'll be your playdate consultant, and this dapper little fellow is my son and, ideally, your daughter's new friend, Mortimer.
Oh, hello, Mortimer. You smell like cigarettes.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. He smells like cigarettes and desperation. Decimation.
That's desperation, Mortimer.
You smell like disposition.
Now, Mortimer, that's not very nice. Don't worry, he's much better with other children.
Aren't we all?
All right, well, this is the part where we ask Daddy to leave the room so we can play. How's that sound, Agatha?
Oh, I'm sorry, she's really shy around new people.
Oh, that's fine. Where's her wife?
I don't know. She's probably left. She's always about to leave. Always.
Well, why don't you try and find her, and we'll get things underway.
All right, then. Agatha, listen, honey. Everything's going to be okay, okay? Just you stay here, play with your new friend Mortimer, and you listen to what, well, Ingrid, wasn't it?
Yes.
All right, listen to what Ingrid tells you. Okay, Daddy loves you. Bye-bye.
All right, kids, let's get to playing.
Awesome! It's a box of toys!
Hey!
What?
You made a mess of
everything.
So?
Now hold on, children. Mortimer, what do you say?
Sorry.
All right. Continue playing.
I'm bored already!
You wanna play Candyland?
Yes!
Oh, no, 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 no.
What?
No Candyland. There's too much structure. You have to learn to socialize and play without a rigid set of rules. That's the only way you'll find a good playdate.
We wanna play Candyland!
Mortimer, no.
Fine.
Do you like Transformers?
You have Transformers?
Yeah!
Awesome!
Honey, no.
What?
Honey, you know why we don't like Transformers, right?
But...
Mortimer, what do we say about Transformers?
See, today's psychology studies say that playing with Transformers inhibits creativity by providing only one binary option.
That's right.
But she's got Transformers Beast Wars, and they do two things.
Mortimer, you're trying to get me on a technicality.
Fine.
This isn't very fun.
Yeah, I know.
Well, sweetie, it's not supposed to be fun.
Well, it's playing.
Oh, no, 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 no. It is much more. Much, much more than that. Oh, I'm sorry, kids. I have to take this, but I will be right back. And remember, no playing Candyland, Transformers, or Neopets, okay?
Okay.
Hello? Speaking. Oh, hi. Don't wait. I'm sorry, I'm not getting any bars in here. Kids, I will be right back.
Let's play with the Transformers!
She said not to!
I don't care, I want to.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Fine, let's play adult.
How do you play adult?
We just act like our parents.
Okay. How was your day?
It was fine, thank you.
Oh, good.
Ricky at work got mugged again.
Oh no, that is terrible.
Yeah, it was some black guy.
How come you have to say he's black?
I am just telling the story.
Yeah, but you don't have to say he's black right away.
Well, my dad says that's just the media talking.
Well, I said it.
No, I mean, like, it's the media talking, like, you can't say stuff anymore. Like, when you say it's a black guy, but when you say you don't see color and the PC please to get on your butt, and if you're white in this country, you can't do anything right, and you get blamed for everything that happens, but then you say if anything about it, they call you a racist.
What are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
Sorry, kids, I'm back.
Hello.
What were we playing? Ring Around the Rosie!
Yeah!
Okay, well, let's see it.
Okay, one, two, three. Ring around the roses, pocket full of posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Woo! No.
Why not?
It just seems, I don't know, childish.
But we are children.
I know, but one day you won't be, right?
Yeah.
Look, kids, this is about your future. We're not here to become better children, okay? We're here to become better future adults. Now, I need you to put all those toys away, stop playing games, and start taking this play date seriously.
Yeah!
You listen to me, mister. I do not charge people $400 an hour for you to screw around with songs about the bubonic plague. Now, you're going to get playing right, or you are not taking that class in Mandarin anymore.
Good. I don't want to learn Mandarin anymore.
What's Mandarin?
It's a language I need to learn because my mommy says that Chinese are the new Jews.
I didn't say that. I did not say that, honey. You can't just tell people what you think mommy said. You shouldn't try to repeat what you hear in adult conversations.
Why?
Because it's complicated stuff and it's not for kids, okay? Now let's get back to work.
No! I won't, I don't want to do Mandarin, I don't want to do violin, I don't want playdates, I just want to play!
Well, this isn't about what you want! Go, 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 go!
Alright, I've seen enough!
Who the hell are you and what are all these cameras doing here?
I'm Grimly McManus!
host of the TV show Playdate Probation, and I'm shutting this whole thing down.
How dare you?
How dare I? How dare you, madam? This is an insult to this profession. I have never, in my 35 years of supervising toddlers and post-toddlers playing with each other, ever seen anything like what are you...
Look, I'm sorry, love. Can we do this again?
What?
I mean, my energy's all wrong. I've got a bit squiffy. Look, I'm going to go back out. Right, we'll come back in. You act surprised and then intimidated at first and then off a bit and then more intimidated.
I don't understand. Have you been following me?
Oh, no. We got permission from your bosses at PlayPal. We said you'd be perfect for it. Now, we'll try this again, right?
Wait, you host a reality show. Shouldn't this be genuine?
Well, look, what is it? What's your name?
Ingrid.
Ingrid, right, nice to meet you. Right, Ingrid, it's reality television, but it's not like reality. In the business, we call it soft scripting. It's the entertainment, darling.
All right,
cool. I'm gonna give you 10 seconds. You're gonna collect yourself, right? Cameras still rolling? Yeah, okay, fantastic.
All right, where are we? Kids, look, it is important that you play.
Enough, I can't watch any more of this.
Oh shit, it's Grimly McManus.
No, stop. We can't use that. No.
I'm sorry.
Look, why would you swear in front of the little children?
You said you wanted me to be put off. Sorry, I got carried away. I just wanted it to be genuine.
Well, you wouldn't say shit in front of the little children, though, would you?
I just did, though.
I know, but that's not really the point, is it, love? No.
Wait, where are the children?
In the kitchen getting a bloody popsicle. How the hell do I know? Do you know how much it costs to get a union crew in for an hour? Fuck me. Look, we'll just do this in post-production, right? I need you to come with me, meet with the producers, sign a bit of paper. Kush.
All right,
let's go. Have they gone?
Yeah.
How come they didn't see us? We didn't hide.
I did.
Where?
Behind you.
That's not hiding.
They could see you.
Nuh-uh, because they didn't.
But I wasn't hiding.
Yeah, you were.
No, I just stood right here and I didn't move.
Well, did they see you?
No.
Well, then you were hiding.
Oh. Huh.
Do you want to play Candyland?
Yes. Do you want to listen to my song while we play?
What song?
It's a song. I recorded it on my phone with my mom.
Okay.
Okay. Well, just find it. Technology. All right, here we go.
Due to continued high temperatures and heat indices, New York City cooling centers will remain open through Sunday, July 21st.
It's avant-garde!
Or, well, I was trying to be. My mom keeps telling me to rein it in.
It's not even a real song anymore.
My mom says it is.
Yeah, well, just because she says it is doesn't make it so.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh?
Where'd they go, anyway?
I don't know.
All right, let's go. You go first.
Game.
I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the clouds begin to fall.
This has been How to Succeed in Playing While Really, Really, Really Trying by Kevin Marshall, directed by Nicolette Dixon, presented by Radio Coat, a project of Co-op Theater East. The cast featured Carrie Bond as Wendy, Agatha, the receptionist, and Ingrid, and Roddy McInnes as Ron, Mortimer, and Grimly McManus. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at cooptheatereast.org.